Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I are live on location at Temperance Beer in Evanston. And we get into some of the events we made it to last week, including Midsummerfest in Andersonville, and some of the upcoming events that you should probably take your father to for Father's Day. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're on location this time. We have a special guest. This is messing us up.
This is very, very different for us, man. We are in beautiful Evanston, Illinois, man. We're at Temperance.
Yeah. And Claudia is on the show with us. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And of course, since we're at Temperance, we have to be drinking Temperance beer. So it makes the most sense. That'd be weird if we did have, if we had something else.
And illegal.
Oh, okay. No. But so we're drinking the ESB here, right?
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So you guys are drinking the Smittytown ESB. It's mm-hmm. our extra special bitter. We used American hops in it, so it's an American ESB. This is actually our next installment in cans.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm glad that we're all sharing it right now and you guys are getting a good feel for it. We should have that within the next month.
Oh, cool.
We should be canning it. So really nice malt flavor. We used Zythos hops, so, mm-hmm. you know, nice. It's bitter, but not too much. It really, really balances out the malt that we used. So
this will be the second beer in cans, right? Because we had the first one recently on the show.
Yeah, the Gate Crasher.
Crasher, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That was tasty, so looking forward to this one, too.
Thanks.
Well, Nick, we'll sip on these. Well, let's talk about our week then, right?
Yeah, man. What'd you get into this week?
Well, the big event, I guess not really a beer fest, but festival related. I went to Midsummerfest in Andersonville. I love that festival.
That's a good party, man. Shut down the block, do some drinking right in the middle of the street.
I feel like it's the longest block shut down. Like, it's far. It takes like 20 minutes to walk that whole thing, and I always end up on the wrong side because I have to get to Simon's side to get Glug slushies.
Those Glug slushies, man. I in real life, I called off work the next day drinking these Glug slushies, man. But it was fantastic, man.
Right. So the Glug slushies, I feel like they're only available this weekend. Simon's has Glug that they sell, I think, for people to consume during the winter, but I don't think you can buy it. And then the Glug slushies are that weekend only. They're amazing. So Glug, if you haven't had it, it's like spiced wine. You freeze it, and it's dangerous. Two is like the perfect amount, and three is like you call off work the next day. Right?
Yeah, I showed up. There was four of us. The two of these people, they left and went to the restroom. So we ordered their Glug slushies, and they were melting. So we just said, well, we'll just drink their Glug slushies and ours. Uh-huh. So we double fisted the Glug slushies, and things got off track quick. But it was a fun time, man. Cover bands, B-52 cover band. It was good stuff, man.
Yeah, and then you could always pop into any of the other bars. This is an interesting fest because I've never seen this before. You could go into like Jerry's or Acre, and they'll give you a plastic cup to take out into the fest.
Hmm.
So
they definitely weren't doing that at Dude Division.
You could skip like the Miller or Bud, whatever was on, whatever they were pouring at the fest, I don't remember, and go in and get a craft beer. So that's kind of interesting. I've never seen that before.
They're doing it right. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was the only thing I made it to.
All right. Yeah. So I made it to, Goose Island. This is the sixth annual Slow Foods Farm Roast. So it's a celebration of like farmers, producers and beer basically. Cool. Right. It's a stiff ticket, man. It's like a $90 ticket.
Right. It's a good charity ticket though.
Yeah. It's like for, you know, it's for
a good cause. And you get good food.
And you get a lot of good food. So there's like 23 different restaurants there. And then, Goose had like 7 beers there. And then, Virtue had like 4 or 5 ciders there.
Okay.
So this is at the new Goose warehouse. So I didn't know this. They're actually moving to this space. I thought it was just an expansion. So they keep Fulton and Wood. And then this was just an add-on. But they're moving everything over there. Yeah, so this was in the dock there, the same place the dodgeball tournament was, but this was right in the dock.
Okay.
So apparently there's plans for like a tap room over there.
Oh, I didn't know.
And a beer garden in the back. Like, I didn't know any of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this thing was great, man. They cooked a whole pig. They had a beer from the pubs called the Paw Paw IPA, which is like this one of the world's oldest melons, basically. It like grows by rivers, this kind of thing.
Okay.
So it was interesting. I spent a lot of time by Bang Bang Pies, honestly. Okay. Just a repeat Bang Bang Pie offender, dude, like all their flavors.
Did they just have the pies, or were they doing the biscuits too?
No biscuits. They had the strawberry rhubarb and the chocolate pecan pie.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So this was a really good time, and it was cool to learn about what they're doing with that space, because I had no clue.
Yeah. And so how many food did you say, how many people were?
Yeah, it was actually a very light turnout. It was weird. I was talking to one of the ladies from their distributor, Lakeshore, and we were kind of saying it's kind of like it was a beer event without all the beer people. Right, they're like
it's expensive tickets. So it's a
right, I think
people,
I think they
so.
They priced out all the bros. Yeah. I think right. So it was very laid back. You know, there were some older folks there. There were even a couple kids there. It was that kind of vibe. It was like a nice Sunday vibe. It was great.
Okay.
No.
Did you have a favorite food pairing or standout food?
Standout food was definitely the strawberry rhubarb pie. This fat boy in me is coming out. These guys made a turkey version of the pork cheddar. So I think I'm saying that. No, pancetta. So what they did was they took a turkey leg and stuffed it inside of turkey breast, and then hit that with like some pesto and some other spices.
Nice.
That was interesting.
And so was Goose just pouring the normal stuff, or did they have?
Yeah, Goose didn't really they didn't really go deep into the vault, which I kind of wanted. It was just like Green Line, Matilda, Sophie. I rode Sophie for a while. Okay. I haven't had that beer in a long time. And Halia.
Oh, nice.
So Holly was there.
I'm sure that went well with the pie.
Yeah. Right. She's my least favorite sister, but she went well with the pie.
Okay.
Yeah. Madame Rose, man. Adam Rose is where it's at.
Do they have Madame Rose?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just Holly.
Just wanted to mention
her. Mentioning my favorite sister, man.
Okay.
Madame Rose.
Nice. So that was our week, really, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I think Midsummerfest messed us both up. And
yeah, I think, yeah, I think that took a toll on us.
Well, I know you were talking about melons, and we wanted to talk about an event that did happen.
Yes.
And then we're here at Temperance. It makes the most sense, right?
We are here at Temperance. We've got Claudia here. And recently for Chicago Craft Beer Week, you had an event that you went to. And that event was for a beer you produced, really like something you don't see all the time. It was like a women in craft beer event, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We so Kim Leshinsky with Hail to the Ale got... this is the second annual Celebrating Women in Craft Beer, and it was at Riverview Tavern, again, in Roscoe Village, and she really got a group out this year. We had 30 women here to brew this beer, so we did a pale ale and we wanted to do a nice, you know, low ABV, sessionable, either IPA or pale ale, but we used a hop from Hophead Farms. Mm-hmm. Over in Michigan, and because we wanted to keep it, you know, keep it nice and keep people in the Chicago beer scene active in it. So we used a hop called Hull Melon. It's a German hop. So they definitely, if you taste it, even you can kind of.
Right. We have a little taster here. So
yeah, you can really smell. And what we've kind of smelled was a little bit of strawberry, a little bit of melon in there. And then I kind of kept the dry hopping of it really light. I didn't want it to kind of overpower. And that's
that
a lot
with
of
the same hop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's a low alpha acid hop. We just wanted to keep it nice and clean, and so you could taste it, but not too much. That's a lot of, you know, here at Temperance, we kind of do that with a lot of the beers where we don't, you know, overpower. Nothing really stands out more than the other. So the malt and the hops kind of all come together as one and not overshadow.
Okay.
But yeah, so we released this beer at Riverview Tavern. It was on the 22nd of during Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
And it went out with a bang. Everyone loved it. Tons of people showed up. It was overwhelming, you know. And then we actually did a firkin with it too.
Oh,
so
cool.
We took it, this was a matter of, I mean, I think I kegged this beer the day before the event. So it was go time. And I did put some of it into a firkin, a week or so ahead of time, and then we put green tea in that firkin.
Okay.
So it was funny because the green tea came out really strong, but it wasn't too much. It was nice, and people loved it again. So I hope that, you know, next year we come out with something nice. And we called it When Life Gives You Melons. We wanted to make sure that it kind of kept with the flow of women in craft beer, but, you know, just also kind of quirky and fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so this is on tap. Really at all the places that were involved with the brew, right?
Mm-hmm. So Rock Bottom Chicago, they're going to keep it on tap until it runs out, honestly.
Right.
We did 40 barrels of it, so... And it's going pretty quick. But yeah, Rock Bottom Chicago has it. I know that the Green Lady has it because she showed up. Actually, her daughter, she's about 3 years old, Charlotte... is Melanie from the Green Lady. Her daughter put the hops in. So she was even involved. Yeah. And it was nice to get everyone involved. She's going to have it on tap.
Right.
And exactly. And then I think Revolution, the brew pub, they ended up putting on, you know, so just a matter of everyone wanting to get their hands in and be able to proudly serve
Right. Yeah.
It.
That's fun. 'Cause they can showcase it as, you know, like we were involved with this.
We were involved with this.
Everyone's like...
And everyone did have a hand in it. I mean, brewing with 30 people is not easy.
Sure, yeah.
But we made it work. And everyone, you know, had their insights and their opinions, and it's great.
I'm sure there's a couple just drinking to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We don't need to name any names.
I know. We went through a few kegs that day. I'm not going to lie.
Now, how do you come up with a recipe when you've got so many people involved? Like, what went into that?
Yeah, so most honestly, and I think that a lot of brewers can vouch for this, when you do a collaboration, it's, you know, it's probably the main brewery that you're going to do it at. It's going to be their responsibility to come up with the recipe and the ingredients even, you know, because honestly, our tap room has been benefiting off of this and, you know, and our name has been benefiting off of this. So we just wanted to make sure that I had that down. So I put together the recipe. And then actually Ashley Arnold from New Belgium, she piped in about the hop because she, you know, we wanted to make sure that we did something, and we did include Hophead Farms and actually the girl Bonnie from Hophead Farms came by and she actually hand delivered the hops, and it's just been great, you know. And so everyone just had a good opinion about it, and then, you know, but the recipe, I mean, they've tasted our beers, they know what to expect even, and they knew that, you know, if we were going to do a sessionable pale ale, that we weren't going to, you know, have too much craziness going on. But and then the matter of getting together, Kim did a great job of keeping everyone communicating and making sure that everyone knew when we were brewing. And then some girls came out to help us dry hop a week later. Right. And then some girls came out to help us keg. So it's just a matter of everyone got their hands in. And
at some
it was
point,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So I guess the session ales, just talk on that real quick. Is this something you like to have, or did you want from the beginning, or is it like a community thing that they tended to want those kind of beers?
Yeah, well, I think it is. It's a matter of people are wanting them lately. They want to be able to have a few beers, but then it does get a little personal to me too, because when I go and have beers, I mean, I can't keep up with all the guys, I'm not gonna lie. You know, so I do like to make beers that are lower ABV.
Okay.
And then it kind of plays off the temperance name. You know, temperance doesn't mean abstinence from beer.
Right.
It means moderation.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that all of our beers have a moderate profile, and make sure that people are not, you know, the Women's Christian Temperance Movement, which is still active today. They don't come knocking at our door and, you know, shaking their fists or their hatchets.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it is, I think it has a lot to do with personal and, you know, what everyone's enjoying and what the masses can drink, because we've got a lot of beer to sell.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is a great beer, and I've had it a couple times, I think, since.
Yeah, thanks.
Not even today, so it's been nice. One that I know I'm going to like when I see it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It was interesting to do a pale ale with this, too, because a lot of the beers that I've tried with this hop, the whole melon, it's a matter of, a lot of people do Kolsch's with it.
Right.
Or another kind of lager, and you can tell why you would do a lager with it, because it has that very German hop profile. So oh. it was fun to do a pale ale with it this time.
Nice.
Yeah. Plus the time, we didn't have enough time to do
right. that. Well, do we want to, I guess, that kind of is the past week, and even looking farther back, do we want to get into this coming week, unless you have any other questions about melons, Nick?
I think we've thoroughly covered the topic of melons. Okay. Let's preview what's coming up in the next week or so.
Do we want to, Claudia, do you guys have any events coming up, even not this next week or coming up in the future?
We actually are releasing our Greenwood Beach Blonde this Friday. It is a blonde ale with pineapple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a taste.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
But yeah, so we just, it's a new release. It's actually going to be our one of two summer seasonals. So we did a blonde ale with pineapple. So Friday the 13th, actually.
Okay. And so that'll be just at the tap room.
We're going to have it here at the tap room in Evanston, and then it'll be out to the public within the week after.
Okay.
So our accounts can buy it as well.
Nice.
So you'll see it around the Chicago area. That's actually going to be our third can.
Oh, wow.
As well.
Okay.
We're going to can it because it's a really nice, it's a 4% beer and it has pineapple, and people are just going to love it.
All
as
right.
they're sitting on the beach, hopefully.
Sounds good. If it stays warm, if it does.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. And then we do have a wheat ale with blueberry called National Anthem. We did actually brew it last year towards the end of the summer as we were beginning to brew. But that's going to be out on July 4th, just to kind of, and it's a wheat ale with red wheat, white wheat, and then blueberries. So,
oh, fun.
Hence the name. And yeah. that's going to come out on July 4th here in the tap room too. And then again, you can always look on our website and see what other events in the tap room that we have. We have, you know, Big Star comes up and caters every last Friday of the month.
Okay, because you guys don't serve food here, but you can bring food in. And
yeah, you can bring food in. We do have empanadas that we sell that a local restaurant, Tomati Fresh, makes. Oh, okay. But and then popcorn from Popcorn Asylum, that they actually use the beer, our beer, to make, you know, kind of caramel for the popcorn and spice the popcorn with it. And then just a matter of, you can bring whatever you want in here, honestly.
Nice.
Except for other alcohol.
Okay.
But we encourage food while you drink.
Awesome. Well, then, Nick, what do you got on the calendar then?
All right, let's see what's going on here. So we've got on Friday the 13th at Northdown Cafe, there's Lions, Tigers, and Beers. It's the third annual fundraiser for the Wildcats Sanctuary up in Northdown.
Okay.
So they've got four big sponsors for this. There's Surly, Floyd's, there's McKellar, and then there's, I want to say Half Acre. No, Firestone Walker, sorry.
Okay.
Firestone Walker. So this tap list, it's a fundraiser, so this tap list is pretty ridiculous. They're tapping, dude, they're tapping 11 different beers every 2 hours. They've got like Cantillon on draft, Darkness 2012 on draft. Surly's got a beer called Six, which is a white wine at 15%.
Wow.
I have no idea what that is. But it's just a crazy tap list.
So tell me, do they have, is it just 11 taps? Is it like a total tap swap out?
Yeah, I get the impression that like they're going to let you try these beers for 2 hours and then they're flipping everything.
Okay.
They're going to flip everything.
That seems like disappointing if you're like, oh, I love this one. And
right.
It's gone.
Yeah, and then it runs all day, starts at 11 a.m. on Friday.
Okay.
So, and it's going to run until about 9, 10 o'clock at night. So that's Friday. It's a fundraiser for a Wildcat Sanctuary up in Minnesota.
Okay.
So apparently $2,500 can feed a tiger for a whole year. Who knew?
I didn't know that. I don't have a tiger yet. So.
So that's Friday, man. So Saturday the 14th, Rude Hippo and Flesh for Barbecue are getting together to have a fundraiser for Rude Hippo's campaign, their fundable campaign.
The poorbrewer.com,
right.
Did we talk about this last time?
It feels like we're talking about this a lot. Yeah, so I think they're about 25% near their goal. And they're trying to get like 30 grand to get off the ground to make their beers. So that's at Flesh for Food. That's in Logan Square. That's at 1 p.m. on Saturday the 14th.
Right, because I think Buddy Kent, you know, he's with Beer Facts. He's helping him out, I think, you know, just doing marketing and helping design some stuff for them. So
totally.
I'm interested to try their beer. I think I probably said this last time. I don't think I had any.
Yeah, I had it at the Juan Kim event. Okay. I think that was the last time I had their stuff.
Oh, that was at the Brulala.
Brulala at the Chop Shop in Wicker Park. So the big festival on Saturday is the Lombard Ale Fest.
Okay.
So that's Saturday the 14th at noon. It's at the downtown Lombard Metro Station.
So this could be a good pre-Father's Day thing.
You know, if you're looking for something for dad, man, you know, done. You're welcome. You should go to this party, man. You know, it's all the big brands are there. You know, we talk about those fests, like the suburbs don't really have a whole lot of festivals. So they're bringing, like, you know, I would say the top 50 or so brands.
Well, you said the Mundelein Festival last weekend.
I missed the Mundelein Festival. Yeah, but it's along those lines.
They have their few.
Very good point. This is right at the train station.
Okay.
Yeah. Little known fact about Lombard, Illinois, man. Remember Scarface, the movie?
Yeah.
His sister, Gina, in the movie, she's from Lombard.
Whoa.
There you go. Mind blown. Okay. I know. All right. So that's Saturday. All right. So, and one more event Saturday. Fire Brews and Bites is the third annual fundraiser for the Chicago Fire soccer team. Uh-huh. This is at Carmichael Steakhouse, 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay, so is this in that back room then, like where they do festival?
No, I actually think this is actually in the steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is like a four-hour event. It's a $40 ticket. All the proceeds go to the Chicago Fire Soccer Club. I haven't been down there yet.
To Carmichael's Steakhouse?
I've been to Carmichael's Steakhouse. I mean, to like a fire game.
Okay, I went to one fire game, and you know, that's usually my sport. Stuff I go to one.
Yeah.
All right, I went there. Yeah.
I hear they tailgate it pretty good down there. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, I think we went for a small bar like anniversary party and took the bus down there. So we were drinking on the bus, and then they had beer, and so it was a fun afternoon.
They're doing an event at that park in July. We'll talk about that in a future episode, mm-hmm. but that's going to be fun. It's like a 3-day beer fest in the parking lot at Toyota Park where the fire play.
Right. I guess speaking of soccer, the World Cup starts on the 12th, so I guess all these soccer bars are going to have events like Small Bar, and everyone else is going to have some crazy
events. Yeah, the Globe, all these crazy places. I've got one more event. This is on Wednesday, 6/18. It's Around the World with Virtue Cider. This is going to be at Pizza Rustica. So Pizza Rustica is in... I want to say that's Wrigleyville. It's right.
You were just talking about that.
Yeah,
right?
We were talking about.
You just went to an event there. Or?
Yeah, they had the ginger beer launch there for the orange version of their spiced ginger beer.
Okay.
So this is a cider event with Virtue. They're calling it Around the World because the dishes are going to be from Spain, England, and France. Virtue's bringing all their ciders. I got six ciders. I didn't even know that.
Okay.
And then you can get into a raffle, which includes a private tour tasting of Virtue, as well as two copies of a beer called The Art of Cider and a limited edition screen prints of all the ciders. All their ciders come in like these beautiful 750 bottles.
Yeah.
They got this nice artwork on them.
Oh, so you get like a poster print of them?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, you can enter a raffle where you might be able to win that.
That'd be nice. So yeah, I haven't been up to, is it Fenville, to check out their place?
No, me either.
No, a couple other people, Buddy Sergio, you know, shot the little documentary about them, and you know, it looks really nice.
Yeah, that was a good doc.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so I love Virtue and what they're doing. So this could be a fun event. And then Pizza Rustica sounds good.
Yeah, they
pizza
menu.
That could be
they,
bad.
They do. Yeah, they got their menu, and then they do a blackboard menu of stuff they're doing just for like that day. So that's a really good place.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, not a whole lot going on, but there you go. We've got four good events there.
Yeah, it sounds like a good weekend, and you know, come up to Evanston and get the beer, new beer on Friday, and I don't know. Sounds like a good weekend all around.
Yeah, totally. And Claudia, I was noticing on the way in, you guys sit in like a space where I'm not trying to say anything, but it's like a perfect space to party, man. This parking lot out here, you know, it's right off a main strip. I mean, have you guys considered doing something like in the parking lot there?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
It's like it was set up or something.
I know. Yeah, we hope to actually have a nice little Evanston Beer Festival here in September.
Oh, cool.
We're still getting city approval and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then, but just honestly, we're talking about it and thinking about, you know, we just have Peckish Pig that opened up here in Evanston. We have Smiley Brothers that's opening up here in Evanston. And then we also have Sketchbook Brewing, which is going to,
it's a
7-barrel, you know, nano brewery that's going to be opening up around here too. So why not all get together and celebrate the new breweries around and also the restaurants here in Evanston? Because we do, it's, you know, there's Farmhouse up here now. There's Found Kitchen. They just opened up a DMK.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's really, it's a growing community, even if it hasn't been already. But yeah, so look out for that in September. We'll hopefully have dates soon, and it'll probably be in our parking lot here, and we'll just open up the dock doors, probably put some stairs, and just open up the tap lines.
Awesome. I'm sure it'd be like, I've never been to Tighthead for their Mundelein Fest, but I picture it the same way.
Yeah.
In my head of this place I've never been to and your fest that's never happened yet.
Yeah, I
see the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And it can only exist with nothing that to expect, really, because we haven't done it yet. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a great time. And
awesome.
Just, yeah, we have a nice patio and just make sure that everyone's, the sun is shining and it's a good day.
Yeah. I guess that does it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Claudia, if people want to find out more about Temperance or you or what's going on, how can they find
that? We post everything on Twitter and Facebook. And then our website, you can always join our email list if you want to subscribe. And we have, you know, weekly emails that give everybody, tap releases. And we're going to have barrels coming out in the fall. So we're going to probably do some releases with that. Okay. But yeah, anything from Twitter to Facebook, we're always on it and keep it up to date.
Awesome. And yeah. Nick, people want to get in touch with you and find out where you're drinking?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRAD. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. It's at Chicago Beer Pass. Website is chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. There's links to iTunes. Leave us a review. We love seeing those. And the Facebook page, we'll post other events that we just don't have time to mention on the show, and we come across, and people share with us, so we want to keep everyone updated on what's happening in and around Chicago drinking related.
True.
And that'll do it. Thanks for listening to episode 34, and Claudia, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cheers.